Namaste to everyone here. I honor the place in you where spirit lives. I honor the place in you which is of love, of truth, of light, of peace. When you are in that place in you, and I am in that place in me, then we are one. And we may refer to that place, as I will today, as our heart of light. It is my honor and pleasure to be with you. Every time when I am here, when I am among friends, either I'm speaking or I'm singing with the choir or I am in the pew, it is an honor and a joy to be with you. And you are all sitting in the pews this morning, so I want to invite you to do a couple of things as we begin and make our way into this topic of the heart of light. And the first thing is to become fully present. So often we come into church or wherever we come into and our minds are full of thoughts, and we sit down and we sing a hymn and we listen to this and we listen to that. But meanwhile, the chatter goes on. And so what I want to invite you to do, just to kind of be fully present here now and be present, because we're here in our bodies, right? That's the vehicle that brought us, is our bodies. So we can't just be all in our minds. I invite you now to just sort of be aware of your body and stretch. Move your body. Oh, yes, that's it. That feels good, doesn't it? And smile and reach out. Yeah. Because we've got to get our heart here, right? And take a moment and take some deep breaths and just kind of go, Let all go. Whatever you brought in with you that's a distraction or a worry or whatever, can park it outside. Leave it in the parking lot. Let it go. The second thing is to take a moment and consider your intention for being here, to get centered on why you are here. Why did you come? What did you hope to take home with you? You can't have the baby. It is my intention to lead us through a journey of the heart and our heart's connection and make more present our awareness of that place that we can always return to. Or maybe it's better to say that I can point us in the direction, as it is actually more profound than can be captured by any words that I can say. So as we are here together this morning, I invite you to be here in sort of a almost quasi-meditative way the whole time. You don't have to sit alert, upright in your seat, looking at whatever word I'm going to say now. I invite you to just relax through the whole thing, and we'll kind of go in and out of meditations and readings as we go through the morning. And then next, I'm going to ask that we become actually physically aware of our physical heart. And to do that, I invite you to take your hands and just put them over your heart and just sit for a moment with your eyes closed if you like. And just breathe into your heart center, being aware of that precious beating heart, sending your energy and your awareness into your heart. In the Hindu yogic and Buddhist tantric traditions, the heart chakra is the anahata chakra. In Sanskrit, the word anahata means unhurt, unstruck, and unbeaten. Anahata nad refers to the Vedic concept of the unstruck sound. That is the sound not made by striking two things together, a sound deeper than our physical senses, the sound of the celestial realm. Anahata is associated with the ability to make decisions outside of the realm of karma. In Anahata, one is making decisions following your heart, based upon one's higher self, and not from unfulfilled emotions or clouded by previous experiences. And of course, it is associated with love and compassion, charity to others, and even forms of psychic healing. So our heart chakra, connects us deeply in physical ways, emotional ways, and spiritual ways, deeply within ourselves to each other, a pathway to all that is, ever was. Connects us to something ancient and deep, beyond words. I want to share with you from a book that is a very favorite of mine, that it's called The Intelligence of the Heart and the Direct Perception of Nature. In it, Stephen Harold Buhner relates his experiences in the Rocky Mountains. The first time I drove my, and you might want to shut your eyes for this, by the way, it's a nice little meditative thing. The first time I drove my car into the Rocky Mountains, those great peaks towered over me, soaring higher than I could see. The road snaked between them, following the winding of a river that had flowed at their feet for longer than the pyramids had touched the sky. Those peaks, like strange, wild, non-geometric office buildings, standing sentinel along the road, shadow dimmed the light at the bottom of the canyon. I moved from shadow to light and back again, following the road that fate had given me. Far beyond the tree lines and where people lived, I found a turnout and stopped. I remembered the sounds the stone made as the car ground slowly to a halt, the slam of the door, the smell of the hot engine and burning oil, and my steps on the gravel as I stood for the first time 12,000 feet above the sea. I paused then and was aware of the silence, as deep a silence as I have ever known. I could feel my heart beating within me and the coursing of my blood, and could hear the slow, subtle susurrus of my breathing. Then suddenly, the power of the place flowed through my senses. The size of the mountain came into me, and I felt their weight, and then ever more deeply, their age. And I was tiny and small and aware of something that had been long before human beings had been and would still be long after they were gone. Buhner continues in the book with the wonders of the human heart. Physically, of course, we all know that the heart is a muscular pump, circulating blood and generating pressure waves throughout the body. Our heart beats about 100,000 times a day, 40 million times a year, and some 3 billion times in the 70 or 80 years of a human life. Unbelievable? Take your pulse. Do the math. It's true. Your heart is also a sense organ, having its own intelligence, radiating currents of electromagnetism that affect those around us, as well as our own health. It is also an endocrine gland, making and releasing hormones and neurohormones, as well as electric, magnetic, and chemical messages to the brain and the whole body. And it is part of the central nervous system. In fact, it is a brain in its own right. And of course, we know our heart is the seat of emotion. Open-hearted, big-hearted, hearty, broken-hearted. How does this happen physically and connect us emotionally? One way is through this electromagnetic field. When the fluctuating electromagnetic field of our heart touches another electromagnetic field, which could be another person, but it could be a rock, it could be a plant, if we can attune ourselves, we can feel a range of emotional impressions that are our experience of the information that is encoded within those organisms' electromagnetic field. This is the source of those deep feelings that come from that immersion that Buhner was talking about in the wild landscapes, maybe the feeling we have when we see the Grand Canyon. And these externally generated feelings are important and are an essential source of emotions for all human beings, for we emerge not only from our mother's wombs, but from the wildness of the world. That wildness that we crave at some level. We developed, nestled, not only in our mother's electromagnetic fields, but also within the larger electromagnetic field of the whole world. We are an expression of the ecosystem of the womb, the earth. We are an ecological response of the planet. And this kind of information exchange is embedded deeply within our cellular memories. It is why we respond to nature the way that we do. Here's a little bit more from Buhner, further on in his journey in the mountains. Then slowly my heart began beating with the rhythms of the glade, my tiny life held in the embrace of its older and more powerful waves. And those waves were a language, carrying with them a meaning far older than words, telling me of being wanted, a part of something that would always be, murmuring that this place was my place, in this heart, my heart. But deeper still, under all of that, there was a substance, some soul food that I needed to become human that came to me now. I breathed in with every breath, took it in with every heartbeat. A good as important to my spirit as my mother's milk had been to my body, and something in me opened up some tiny doorway within me, and through it flowed this substance. From me too it flowed, and the joy and the glad took it in and rejoiced. And in that moment I bonded with the world. When we say that someone touched our heart, it is not a metaphor. When people or other living organisms touch, there is a subtle but highly complex exchange of information that occurs via our electromagnetic field. Scientific experiments reveal that there is a measurable energy exchange between people carried through the electromagnetic field of their heart, that while the strongest with touching and up to 18 inches away can still be measured with instruments when they are as far apart as 5 feet away. But actually it's further than that, because our measuring instruments are actually too crude. Electromagnetic fields are like radio waves, and they just go out and out and out indefinitely. So the state of your heart matters. When people touch or are in close proximity, a transference of their heart's electromagnetic energy occurs, and the two fields begin to entrain and resonate with each other. And when a person projects a heart-coherent field filled with caring, love, and attention, living organisms respond to this information by becoming more responsive, open, affectionate, animated, and closely connected. You know all this because you talk to your dog or your cat, or you sing to your plants, or you put out this kind of energy and you see what thrives around you as a result. And when we fall in love, that causes a tremendous expansion of the heart. A flood of DHEA, which is a hormone that strengthens memory, as well as testosterone throughout the heart and body, and the flow of other hormones such as dopamine, which is called the pleasure chemical, producing feelings of bliss. Love. But all living organisms produce electromagnetic fields. All encode information, and all are merged. Electromagnetic fields exchange information. That is what we are embedded in all the time. The Earth itself is a living organism that produces electromagnetic fields filled with information. And we are affected by the information encoded in these fields. Just by being here, living on the planet, we are evolutionarily designed to encounter these fields, and such interchanges are part of what it means to be human and have a part of our interaction with our environment, since we emerged out of this living field of the planet. This is what we might call the great pulse that beats through the universe. And this should be no surprise. Perhaps you are familiar with this great quote from the physicist Neil deGrasse Tyson. Love this quote. Recognize that the very molecules that make up your body, the atoms that construct the molecules, are traceable to the crucibles that were once the centers of high-mass stars that exploded their chemically rich guts into the galaxy, enriching pristine gas clouds with the chemistry of life, so that we are all connected to each other biologically, to the Earth chemically, and to the rest of the universe atomically. He says, that's kind of cool. I agree. That makes me smile, and I actually feel quite large at the end of that. It is not that we are better than the universe. We are part of the universe. We are in the universe, and the universe is in us. Or, in the words of the poet Dylan Thomas, the force that through the green fuse drives the flower drives my green age, that blasts the roots of trees is my destroyer, and I am dumb to tell the crooked rose my youth is bent by the same wintry fever. So we feel the touch of the world upon us, and those millions of unique touches hold within them specific meanings with which we inhabit this world. Those touches change the quality of our lives and remind us that we are never alone. We are one organism among many, one ensouled form among multitudes. This is the message we are meant to hear, that we can be present to the heart as an organ of perception and communication to weave us once again inextricably into the life web of the earth, to gather knowledge from the heart of the world, and to help us live a whole and fulfilled life. So, again, let us take one last meditative pause together. Settle in again. Find a relaxed posture. Take a few deep breaths. Let your jaw relax, belly relax, let your breath deepen. And we'll take a journey out into space, out into the deep darkness of space, far, far away from planet Earth. All you see are millions and millions of stars in the blackness. And off somewhere in the middle, barely visible at all, is a pale blue dot. From this distant vantage point, that pale blue dot, our Earth, might not seem of particular interest, but for us it is different. Consider again that dot. That's here. That's home. That's us. On it, everyone you love, everyone you know, everyone you ever heard of, every human being who ever was, lived out their lives. The aggregate of our joy and suffering, thousands of confident religions, ideologies, and economic doctrines, every hunter and forager, every hero and coward, every creator and destroyer of civilization, every king and peasant, every young couple in love, every mother and father, hopeful child, inventor and explorer, every teacher of morals, every corrupt politician, every superstar and supreme leader, every saint and sinner in the history of our species lived there on a mote of dust suspended in a sunbeam. Our precious world, our earth, our lineage, the whole, the eternal you, everything you are, everything you have been. Take a moment now I'm thinking about that electromagnetic field in that heart of yours. Focus in on that once again. And then send that love and that energy and your field out to all those around you. Feel the connection. And then extending outward everywhere. It goes on into infinity. The electromagnetic, oscillating, pulsing, connecting inward and outward, past and future. Connecting to the magic that is you. The beauty that is you, the courage and love that is you. Here together we are, in the heart of the world, in your heart, with everything and everyone, and no one and nothing left out. Namaste and blessed be.